Hey, steak's here, Dylan. Let's go.
You know, I get a little workout in the morning, take a cold shower, have a routine.
Cold shower?
Do it like, yeah, freezing cold. Well, I can't do a cold plunge. I don't have one. So yeah. I take a freezing cold shower. I have a little routine when I pull into the building of just gratefulness for getting to be on the air, especially when it's Sandra. Yeah. And it's like all these things, checking. I got my pen that's important to have with me.
It all lines up.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I walk in and I hear these two lunatics screaming at each other.
I know.
Abe and Bo. So everything I worked like 2 hours to get my head right. You know what I mean?
Could not agree more.
And then I walk in and these two just, you know, volatile, just aggressive men.
And you know the frustrating part, Steak, is I'm sitting here listening to it during the break, and I think, man, I hope he doesn't bring that to the... No, I'm talking about in here.
Don't bring it
in
here.
And I'm like, I hope he don't bring that to the air. And the first thing, let me tell you about what Abe said. And I'm like,
You know, I used to... Let me tell you something. Let me tell you guys a little quick story.
Oh, Lord.
Will Bo from Kennesaw
quit.
State.
It's never quit.
I was not that human being until I started working in radio, and I worked on this show that it was called Mayhem in the AM, and it was on a little signal that could... And
I'm sorry,
Steak,
Mike
have you ever
Bell.
Heard of it?
I'm sorry, Mike Bell put you through that. Because I'm glad I've always been the voice of reason.
Yeah.
Second thing that happened is after getting right. Listen, everybody needs to be coached. You know what I mean? Tough coach. Were you a guy that liked to be coached hard?
I did.
Right?
I did. But I like a little thing.
Look at the color of my coffee today.
Oh,
look
wow.
At that.
Oh, my gosh. Look I'm so proud of you.
You're black. Yeah. You're
that
black.
It's called accountability. And
right.
She's your accountability
Tiff
coach right now.
Looked at me and was like, is that a milkshake? Are you wearing a dress? Or are you an
what?
Actual man?
I thought he just
what?
Had a cup of milk.
It's
that's what
a,
I thought it was.
You know, listen.
Wouldn't you rather?
It's not. If I was a single dude and I was walking around a Starbucks and some pretty lady saw me and she saw the way my coffee looked, she'd say, that guy's soft.
No,
that
guy's soft. I wouldn't judge that. I was thinking more in terms of just like
health,
everyone,
sweetness.
A little bit. I mean, we all have our vices, right?
Right.
But I would rather
I have
eat,
a lot more than you.
I'd rather
I
eat my calories than drink
yeah.
them, right? Wouldn't you rather have a slice of chocolate cake?
Not
drink.
In the morning.
No.
Not in the morning. But I listen. I got pure black coffee this morning. All
that's
right, a couple
good.
Of quick things. Lionel Messi coming to town a week from Saturday, right?
Mm.
So it is a beginning of a stretch. And, you know, we've all been here a long time. We joke, Bo has been working in this business a long time. A stretch over the next few years where now we just added a playoff game with the most famous soccer player in the world, one of maybe the most famous of all time. Throw that on top of Final Four, national titles, SEC titles. This year, obviously, we get the SEC title game, we get the playoff game, and we get the national title game. Then the Major League Baseball All-Star Game up the street coming up this next summer, right? Then we're lined up, obviously, for the holy grail of FIFA World Cup, Super Bowl, Final Four. I've been to every one of these events, and I was just thinking about, like, what should Atlanta be most excited about of all these? Or what's the best atmosphere, having been to every one of these? Because it's Atlanta, literally, you don't need to be, you know, you don't need a PR team to be able to put that out there and say we're the epicenter of sports.
Right.
Like, who's getting all that?
Definitely the epicenter of college football, I can tell you that. When you look at everything you just named coming up.
Well, in 1 year, college football is craziness. Now, I'd argue the best crowds that you'll ever be at are the SEC championship games for the right matchup, right? Louder than a Super Bowl, louder than a national title game. Listen, if anybody's been to Georgia in a national title atmosphere, in the dome was one thing. But there have been games out on the West Coast for national titles where they didn't even sell out. Right?
Yeah.
There were Fiesta Bowls and Rose Bowls. But an SEC title game, especially when if you lose, you're out.
Yeah. But I would argue that that Georgia-Alabama game, national championship game that was here, that
right
was – but now that was essentially another SEC championship
right.
game. And in a lot of ways, you had
no,
two
you're
SEC
right.
crowds. But
you had two SEC
yeah.
crowds playing in Atlanta. But
I've never been to a Super Bowl.
SEC. Bro. So Super Bowl –
it's weird.
Is corporate.
It's weird.
Right? You've been.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say, I will say this about walking into a Super Bowl. There's no building that feels more electric. Like, you
right.
walk in 2.5 hours before, and there is an aura over
a
the
buzz.
Building.
There's
a buzz,
buzz in the air. Now, I felt that way. I went to the SEC Championship game last year, the Georgia-Alabama SEC Championship last year, and it's the same way. You're like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I can feel it in my chest.
I still remember was sitting with Dylan Raiola, who is the kid. Dylan Raiola, sorry. Ryan Puglisi, who is the 5-star out of Boston or out of New England,
yeah.
who had never been to an SEC game before. He's coming to Georgia. Actually went to a Vandy game in Nashville. And we're like, him and his dad. And he's sitting in the stands. And next year he's going to Georgia as a five-star. I was like, dude, I'm from New England. And I'm just going to tell you, take the exact opposite of anything you could imagine in your life in high school and college, what you're about to walk into. You're not going to believe that atmosphere. I'll put SEC at the top. I love Final Four because I'm a college basketball nut, and I love four different schools with four different bands and 5 hours of basketball. But I don't know that it's louder or a cooler atmosphere. You have to love basketball to sit for 5 hours and be way into the Final Four or have great matchups.
So if you've been to a lot of these. You've been to a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah. I've covered a couple Super Bowls. Yeah. So, but the atmosphere, like you were kind of saying,
buzz is different.
It's a little bit different.
But the crowd is in that. It's a corporate crowd. Listen, tickets are so expensive. Major League Baseball All-Star Game, not a big deal. Like, I think the Home Run Derby, probably better atmosphere than the actual All-Star game.
I can't wait for that one. There's probably not an amount I won't pay to go to that Home Run Derby.
And then we leave anything out? No, I mean, all of them are going to be happy. And then, of course, none of us have been to a World Cup game. Have you been to a World Cup game?
I have not been to a World Cup game.
Okay, so that's going to be, I would imagine at the end of the day, it'll be
the best.
SEC title type, yeah. I mean, it's hard with SEC title when it's all on the line, dude.
Dude.
That is special. Ohio State, Georgia was at that game, so that was a semifinal playoff game on New Year's Eve.
Well,
that was pretty special.
You just see how rocking the Lanny Knight is running. What was it, 18 or 19, where I was there for the semifinal?
Yeah.
No, I actually watched that in Green Bay, but the Eastern Conference semifinal game that they came here and played, that atmosphere was amazing.
United night they won it was amazing. Boy, we've been lucky in Atlanta.
I'll say this. I played in back-to-back SEC championship games that were 1-2, the Tebow effect, all that kind of thing going on. Dude, just walking in, because you have to do the walkthrough on Friday. Just walking in for the walkthrough on Friday.
Wow.
You're like, dude, this building.
Dude, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
What's it like coming out of the tunnel for that game?
I mean, I got chills in my arm right now. Going out for the coin toss. I'm like, let's go.
All right.
Like the headbutt.
See how much better that is than fighting with somebody in the hallway and all that.
I don't want to fight with Abe. Abe wants to send me two-day-old tweets. It's proven right.
Definitely the two most hard-headed people in this building.
That's not true at all.
Sandra is in the house. Lots of Hawk stuff, lots of United stuff coming up.